We now welcome Elise Larson, the Executive Director of Special Gifts Theater, as well as Hope Michelotti, a student actor for SGT, Two Score Values. Elise, Hope, good morning. How are the both of you?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Awesome. Well, we're delighted to have the both of you. And Elise, I want to start with you. Can you tell everyone a little bit about SGT?
Absolutely. SGT Special Gifts Theater. We are a nonprofit organization in the Chicagoland area, mostly north and northwest sides of the city. And we offer inclusive and adaptive theater programs for kids and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So we put on full inclusive theater performances. The first one of our 25th anniversary season will be this afternoon at 2:00, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And we'll do 12 additional performances between now and May.
Hope, what is it like to be a part of and to perform for SGT?
I perform a lot on stage. I like to act, dancing, and singing. That's what the program is about.
Outstanding. Well, if you had to pick, what's your favorite thing to do?
That's favorite thing is see my old friends and see my new friends.
What is it like for you when you are performing and you come out to a packed theater full of people in the community?
This is good for people to come to see plays like this because it's good for people keep do acting and singing and dancing on stage. They should do that too.
Yeah, and I understand. Yeah, go ahead, Elise.
As I hope, how does it feel when you are on stage performing?
I talk to my family members. They ask me try out. That's our favorite thing to do.
Great stuff. As Hope Michelotti, a student actor at Special Gifts Theater, as well as Elise Larson, Executive Director, joining me this morning. And Elise, can you tell people how someone can register to be a part of the program?
Yeah, there's a lot of information on our website, specialgiftstheater.org, about upcoming programs as well as performances. And we welcome both individuals with disabilities to be part of our theater program, as well as neurotypical people who serve as peer mentors for our youth program or volunteers in the adult program backstage and in the lobby as ushers.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, can you tell us a little bit about some of the relationships between mentors and mentees in your peer mentor program?
Yeah, our peer mentor program is really phenomenal. It provides an opportunity for kids of all abilities to interact and get to know one another and appreciate differences. A lot of our peer mentors will go on to study special education and become therapists and just really inclusive leaders in our world, which is exciting. And it's a really great opportunity for the kids with disabilities to develop their social skills, and to really just be accepted and get to be known for who they are.
Now, Elise, I know on your website you talk about how evidence-based practices and research kind of shape your program. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were founded by an occupational therapist, and she really saw the benefits of theater for her kids without disabilities and thought her clients with disabilities would really benefit from theater. So that's how we were founded in 2025 years ago, and we've continued to adapt the program and follow best practices around that. So all of our programs, we use the stage as a platform and a vehicle to develop social skills, speech and language skills, self-confidence, and we do that through a really specialized multidisciplinary team of staff. So we'll have special education teachers on our staff as well as therapists and then theater professionals who will work together to really individualize and adapt the program to meet each individual student actor's strengths, abilities, and support that they need to be successful on stage.
Now, Hope, how long have you been acting for?
15 years.
15 years. How much have you learned over those 15 years about yourself, about acting, and how many friends have been made along the way?
That's good for my friends because they want to see me, and they like me to acting and singing and dancing on stage. They like me to do it.
Yeah, and for Hope, for people who are maybe newer, for younger actors, is your experience, you've been doing it for 15 years, are you able to kind of pay it forward and teach some of the newer actors?
Not really, because I don't know those people. They doing a different programs and they want to do a little different for them too.
Yeah, Hope, you're a dance assistant though for our youth musical theater program right now. So you help teach the choreography to some of the younger kids in the younger program one day a week, right?
Yes. It's coming up in spring. They are doing it.
Yeah, they're going to do Alice in Wonderland in the spring. And I think you're a really great role model for them as someone who's been involved in SGT for 15 years. You do a really great job of leading the way of the dance moves and the theater and acting skills.
Hope, what type of advice do you give to the young dancers?
I teach them dancing because they want to learn the steps to my boss. They want to do new things. And they never do this play before.
Outstanding stuff. Elise Larson, Executive Director of Special Gifts Theater. Hope Michelotti, the student actor for SGT, joining me this morning. So, Elise, can you tell us about this show coming up today and some of the other shows that will be following this season? Today's opening day, is that correct?
That's right. This is opening day. So today we'll do Willy Wonka, an original reimagined version of the story in the chocolate factory, right? But it's a group of people working at a company fighting for that, keeping track of their golden tickets. Hope is playing one of the Crispin Crumb, one of the plus ones there. So our performances are all totally reimagined and adapted. Willy Wonka will kick us off. Then we'll do Frozen February 1st and 2nd in Chicago. We'll do Aladdin February 8th and 9th in Libertyville. Alice in Wonderland March 1st and 2nd in Wilmette and 8th and 9th in Winnetka. Seussical April 12th and 13th in Rolling Meadows. Back to Willy Wonka with another cast on April 27th in Palatine. And then we'll finish the 13th performance this spring with Madagascar on May 18th in Winnetka.
Now, Hope, I know that you are playing Crispin Crumb. That is correct today?
Yes. He called the food critic.
The food critic, yeah. What are the keys to playing a food critic?
Food critic is about me because I never get that part, and I like to do that part in this Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka today, 2 o'clock, as Hope is going to be playing Crispin Crumb and Elise Larson joining me as well on score values. Elise, what type of outcomes do you experience with a lot of the people and kids in your program?
Yeah, we see a lot of increased social skills, a big increase in self-confidence and self-determination, advocacy. For each individual actor. We also see an increase in communication skills and collaboration, speech and language, enunciation through using theater to practice those lines, right? Have them communicated to the audience and really see a lot of improvement. Also the feedback our students get when they perform on stage for a live audience, someone laughing at a line, a joke in the play, right? That improves self-confidence. The thunderous applause at the end of the show really, really make our student actors feel proud of themselves and celebrated for who they are.
And what are some of the ways that people can support or volunteer for the program?
Yeah, we have volunteer opportunities posted and application on our website, specialgiftstheater.org. We also need financial support and donations to make our programming possible. We keep our programming affordable. We offer scholarships so that no one is turned away for a financial hardship. And so we really need financial support to offer our programs. And donations can be made online at specialgiftstheater.org and are really appreciated.
So Hope, you've been doing this for 15 years. Do you still get nervous before shows, or are you, is it par for the course? You're ready for the show?
I was not nervous for 15 years because my family members, she asked me to try out and I like to do it.
Hope is going to be playing Crispin Crumb and Willy Wonka today. And Elise, one more time, where the show is and how people can attend.
Yeah, so the show today is at 2 o'clock at the Skokie School in Winnetka, 520 Glendale Avenue. Tickets can be purchased online in advance at specialgiftstheater.org or at the door when you get there.
Elise, Hope, thank you so much, and best of luck on the shows, and hopefully we'll be talking down the line before another show this season. Have a great season.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.